All right. So let me tell you the shows that are not making the graduation list. I'm going to start off with that first.
Okay.
And these are in alphabetical order, somewhat. Didn't make the list. Atlanta. What a disappointment this season was. Did you watch it, Spider?
I've seen the first two and I haven't jumped back into it yet.
And I'm not blaming Donald Glover. I'm all for experimenting and everything like that. There was, when you take a 4-year hiatus, again, it wasn't their fault. You had COVID.
4 years.
Yeah. It could have happened right in the middle of COVID, you know? If you take a 4-year hiatus and you come back and only half your shows feature the cast that we know and love from the first two seasons, then you're wasting my time with these other standalone episodes, these Twilight Zone episodes. I like them. They're good.
I know. A lot of them are like stories he's wanted to tell that he just couldn't get out any other way.
Right.
But he said at some point that the story he wanted to tell was he told in the first two seasons.
So it's over. It's done. So like, I felt like I was wasting my time.
I'm not sure.
And I was hoping for something good at the end and nothing really happened. And it's like, here's how disappointing it was. It's like going to Blockbuster back in the day and getting that movie that you always wanted to see, coming home, opening up the case, and it's a different VHS in there. That's what it feels like. Because it wasn't what, not that the movie that's in the case is bad.
It's just not what you want.
It's not what my heart was set on. Mm. So Atlanta will be back for one more season, I think. Will I watch it? Probably, but it's not a must watch at this point. I'm disappointed. C didn't make my list. It was on, I think, last year, but it didn't make the list just because.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that show.
I did. Yeah, it's just not worth it. It's just too ridiculous. Like how? There's no believability in it. Again, I can watch a talking bunny and a talking duck cartoon, and that's more real to me than Jason Momoa being blind.
I think when they jump to like all these huge like civilizations and all that, I'm like, why can't we go back to like the whole like
original concept?
Yeah.
And yeah, and by the way, everyone apparently can see and just pretend to be blind for the most part. You can see too, and then they fall in love.
Yeah, so like I can watch any other show that people can see.
Right. Star Trek Discovery. Boy, what a hot piece of trash that is. That is just awful. I just wish they blow that thing up.
Wow.
And I stuck with it for a while. I'm very patient. I give things lots of chances, but after a while you gotta pull the plug.
Are they continuing the animated one?
Yeah, Lower Decks is good. It's just not, you know, it's a good waste of time, basically, you know, but I think that comes back in a few weeks. Riverdale. Again, I'll probably finish it out. I think they just said that next season is going to be the last.
Mm-hmm.
But it's starting to get so bizarre that it's hard to keep up.
I liked it.
Are you current?
Yeah, I think I am.
You are?
I think I am.
I'm somewhat current. I missed a few episodes and now I can't figure out where to watch it. And Superman and Lois.
Oh, I haven't.
It was good, but it just wasn't enough to keep my attention to where I have to watch it. Again, these are shows I'll probably go back and watch at some point, but they're not a must watch. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, here are the shows that are going to make it on the 2022 Michael Zavala must watch list. And I got to give myself some reverb here. I haven't done this so long, so I forgot how to do it. And if you hear a name that you like, feel free to applaud for it. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the shows from Michael Zavala's 2022 must-watch list. Number one, Animaniacs, the reboot.
All right.
Number two, oop, I was pulling the wrong thing down. Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Barry is so good this season. It's incredible.
I was re-watching it again because I saw a new season came out.
Yeah.
And I was like laughing already in the first like episode.
It's so dark this season. It's so great.
I can't wait.
I have to check it out. I have not seen Barry yet.
It's really
a good one.
Bel Air.
Oh, that's it.
Me.
I don't like the ending, but.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Hey. All right.
Good. Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Oh yeah.
Which one is that?
It's the brand new one. It just started. So good. So good. Stranger Things. Now,
well, what do you? How do you get promoted? Because it's like it's been away for like a year or two.
Yeah, but I want to finish it. We'll see if this season sucks, and it's not going to make it on my watch list for next season.
This is the last season, though.
No. It's second to last.
Well, it's a two-part season.
Yeah, but they're still going to do one more. Oh. Like, there's one more part of the story. All right, it's getting too chaotic. Let me restart this.
I feel like I'm at Six Flags.
Yeah, I didn't know that was part of the song.
I didn't either.
The Boys.
I'm with it.
I haven't even watched it.
That's a good show. You should get into that.
Yeah, it's like
okay.
Corporatized.
Okay, yes.
Superheroes.
Yeah, I saw. I got that.
The Orville.
Oh, that's the one?
Totally forgot about that
show. I did too.
Well, the new season starts next month on Hulu. What We Do in the Shadows. And I'm disappointed in every single person in this room who hasn't watched that yet. It's so good.
Only one little clap.
And finally, Judge Steve Harvey Season 1, Episode 8.
Yes!
Just that episode.
Yeah. And that is Michael Zavala's 2022... must watch list. Congratulations. That is the class of 2022.